Charlie Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, on that fluid consumption there, the numbers you gave were in ounces. Could you verify that's ounces and not bags?
Say that again, Tony.
In the fluid you've consumed, the drinks, you gave the numbers in ounces, and I guess the blank here is listed in number of bags and partial bags, and they just want to verify that, in fact, the number you gave was in ounces, and also to check and see what unit you want to use for the rest of the mission on that, so everybody will have it straight.
Okay, we'll use, we'd like to use ounces, and that's what we'll go with.
Okay.
And that's what I read.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
The main use side of it, the things that are in the main use are in, of course, bags. Over.
Okay, we understand.
Apollo Control Houston, 23 hours, 42 minutes ground elapsed time. That was Lunar Module Pilot Charlie Duke talking to Capcom Tony England here in Mission Control, clarifying one point in the post-sleep report. We presently show Apollo 16 at a distance of 99,923 nautical miles from the Earth, and traveling at a speed of 5,238 feet per second.
We can see the Earth out there, and it's getting a good deal smaller. It's about the same size as the moon, almost about the other one. And Africa is clear this morning, at least the part that we can see, which is what's usually clear, right around from the Canaries.
Very good. We've got you about, you just passed 100,000 miles on our chart here.
I would guess we're about 100,000 miles now,
yeah. Yeah, sounds like a milestone. They say you're only 14 miles off, John. You're going to have to recalibrate your eyeball.
Okay, from our point of view, you only got a little more than half an Earth.
That's right. We forgot you're kind of handicapped.